The state of Alaska is trying to get out the word on the importance of predator control. As Dan Bross reports from KUAC in Fairbanks, as always, it's a controversial message.
The $400,000 PR campaign includes fold-out glossy pamphlets that were placed in Alaska newspapers this week and radio announcements. Department of Fish and Game spokeswoman Kathy Harms says the idea is to educate the public on the always controversial topic.
Describing the fact that a lot of Alaskans do rely on wildlife for food and that management of Alaska's wildlife is extremely important and that predator control may be a tool that can be considered in some cases.
The outreach effort comes prior to a vote on a predator control ballot measure later this month and just after negative feedback on a state wolf kill on the Alaska Peninsula. The spring control effort there, which included the killing of wolf pups, was aimed at bringing back a sharply declining caribou population. Independent wildlife scientist Gordon Haber says the state's handling of the kill amounted to deception by omission.
First of all, the way they sold this program by couching it as a biological emergency that the caribou in the southwest Alaska Peninsula would just disappear if they didn't do anything and go extinct. And in fact, they're aware of all the historical data, which says that, you know, that there's been at least a couple of times over the last 130 years when caribou have gone to even lower levels there and still recovered on their own without wolf control. And then the use of denning, killing young pups, they said nothing whatsoever in their press release or anything about 12 of the 28 wolves they killed being 3 or 4 week old pups. That they went to two dens and just one by one picked the pups up and shot them through the head, euthanized them humanely, as they put it.
Division of Wildlife Conservation Director Doug Larson stands by the actions. Larson says southern Alaska Peninsula caribou have plummeted from 10,000 to just 600 animals, and wolf predation is the reason.
In our minds, the way to arrest that decline was to go in and do predator control, although it's not a pleasant thing to do. It's given the objectives for arresting that decline in caribou. It was the right thing to do, and we did it.
Larson says some of the wolves were shot from a helicopter. He says the state didn't mention that the take included pups in a June press release because it didn't consider the age of the wolves important. The Game Board-approved effort veered from other current predator control programs, which use public pilot gunner teams to target wolves in 5 areas of the state during winter months. The Alaska Peninsula wolf kill was the first to use state employees since a snaring program that ended in 1994. Larson says this spring's hunt was unusual and does not signal a shift in tactics.
This was a pretty unique situation. So, no, I don't think that this is going to become something that's widely used across the state.
When Alaskans go to the polls August 26th, they'll consider a ballot measure which, if approved, would only allow predator control to be conducted by state employees and only in cases of biological emergency. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.